The Nobel Prize in Physics was awarded today to an American astrophysicist, Andrea Ghez, for the discovery of a supermassive compact object at the center of our galaxy, a black hole. She shares the prize with two other scientists, German astrophysicist Reinhard Genzel and British mathematical physicist Roger Penrose. Andrea Ghez is a professor of astrophysics at UCLA and the director of the UCLA Galactic Center Group. She joins us now by Skype. Professor, welcome and congratulations.
Thanks so much.
I want to start with a question that should be very easy for you at this point, given that you just won the Nobel Prize for research into this. Tell our listeners, what is a black hole?
Well, a black hole is a region of space where the pull of gravity is so intense that nothing can escape it, not even light.
Okay, and so tell us about your research into this. You discovered a supermassive black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. How were you able to find it?
My work used the Keck telescopes, which are out in Hawaii, and it's the largest telescope in the world. And the reason that's important is that with large telescopes, the larger your telescope is, the finer the detail you should be able to see. And my group has worked on techniques for getting to the sharpest images that we can obtain. And doing so allows us to see the heart of our galaxy. And what we wanted to know is there a supermassive black hole there? And so by taking these incredibly sharp images, we were able to discover stars at the heart of the galaxy and track the motion of these stars. And the motions of the stars contain the answer to what resides there. And these stars move so incredibly fast that you know that there's a lot of mass confined within a small volume, which is the demonstration of a supermassive black hole.
So the prize today is for both the observation of black holes, your work and Reinhard Genzel's work, and also the theoretical side of black holes, Roger Penrose's work on that. What are some of the big questions that you're still hoping to answer about black holes?
Oh, gosh, there are so many. So from the physics side, what one really wants to understand is how does gravity work near a supermassive black hole? Because black holes, in a sense, represent the breakdown of our understanding of physics. We don't know how to make the theory of gravity, Einstein's theory of general relativity, work together with the theory of quantum mechanics, which is the study of things that are very small. So black holes have both massive gravity or lots of gravity and are very small objects. So that's the physics side of the house. And then astrophysically, what we want to understand is the role that these supermassive black holes play in the formation and evolution of galaxies, which are the building blocks of the universe.
You are the fourth woman to win the Nobel Prize in Physics. Women are as you know, underrepresented in the field. What would you say today to other women, physicists, and maybe young girls interested in science?
Oh, gosh, you know, I think science is so much fun. And if you're interested in it and have a passion for it, go for it. It astounds me that today there are so few women in the field and so few women recognized. So that's why I actually I take very seriously the sort of the responsibility in being recognized with this award for being a role model.
How early was it that you first got interested in black holes and physics and science?
You know, hindsight is 20/20. I think when I was young, I was certainly inspired by the early moon landings. That was my first introduction to really thinking about the universe. And I was quite young. I was four when we first landed on the moon. But that, if I think back, was the early inspiration that got me thinking about, you know, this immense universe, realizing how small and insignificant we were. But I wouldn't say that I was somebody who knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that I wanted to go into this field. And in fact, I went to college thinking I wanted to be a math major. So I would say the common theme for me growing up was that I always loved puzzles and figuring things out. I loved logic puzzles. And today I really think of my research as one giant puzzle and thinking of technology as a way of, you know, figuring out the next piece of the complex puzzles that we have.
So finally, let me just ask you what it was like this morning. You obviously knew that the prize in physics was going to be announced today, and you knew from what happens every year that it's going to be a call very early in the morning. But what was it like for you when that call came to you?
oh gosh, I was fast asleep. So, you know, the first thing is to realize the phone is ringing. And then the second thought is, oh no, who's sick? and then, you know, sort of disbelief, you know, and then being thrilled. You know, I still am having a hard time completely wrapping my head around it. But I'm really delighted.
That is Andrea Ghez, who is one of the winners of the Nobel Prize in Physics today. She is a professor of astrophysics at UCLA and one for her research into black holes. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations once again.
Thanks so much.